Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Bye. giving us the chance to come into you. Special gratitude to Kalakanta Prabhu for bringing great multitudes of effulgent devotees from Bainsville. When Srila Prabhupada was Bainsville, he described it as a small corner in the world so far from Mayapur. Yes? Exact words?
Remote
corner. Remote corner. Nobody can hear.
Is this the only speaker?
They have to.
Maybe put it in the middle?
Put the speaker a little into the crowd here.
I think if you put it up higher,
that will help?
I think if you put this table in the middle and then put it up higher, that would be nice.
Otherwise you'll get feedback. Sailing in the Atlantic Ocean, he wrote in his diary how he's feeling so much separation from his beloved lords, Govinda, Gopinath, Radha Damodar. And how he was on this boat on the mission of his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so far away from Vrindavan. He left the Sevakunj, Radha Damodar Temple, to bring Vrindavan to us. And as far as Gainesville being a remote corner of the world, how remote is Moundsville, West Virginia? They're both bills, Gainesville and Moundsville. Gainesville has the Florida University. It's a very famous place. But Moundsville?
Indians buried underground somewhere. And as far as Moundsville, a remote corner of Moundsville is limestone. And here we are, on the remote corner of limestone. The prairie's weird. But still, Srila Prabhupada came here four times. Arundhati cannot hear. Yes, I have to increase my volume. Srila Prabhupada came here four times. 1969, 1972, 1974, and 1976. One time he spent a month. Another time, 2 weeks. Another time, 4 or 7 days. And he entitled this community New Vrindavan. Said many times, and even wrote in purports of his books. And I have been around a long time today. And he has understood the science of somehow keeping people awake in my class. I think he wants everyone to move forward.
There's space over here. This, please, devotees, move here this way.
Suggestion is close. Space, air.
You need more air?
According to the five elements. Space and then air. Yes?
Oh. Leave that door open. So you get to cross.
Anticipating what you would do next.
We get in trouble.
It's a great honor to be here. I'm different from Vrindavan. And when I read that, I heard it so many times, believe me, that statement of Prabhupada is repeated daily. To somehow or other get people to stay. Different than Vrindavan. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita came out, and Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport that in America, West Virginia, we have our new Vrindavan, and it is not different than Goloka Vrindavan. But then Srila Prabhupada goes on to say that all my temples, wherever devotees come together to put Radha and Krishna in the center for devotional service, they are all non different than Vrindavan. So this, the
That's the way Prabhupada did it. It's a much healthier experience rather than thinking, I'm the best, or we're the best, to think everybody's the best. Then there's no envy. There's no inferiority complex of people better, or envy of people better, or arrogance of thinking, I'm better. Prabhupada put everything in a nice perspective. Today I was asked to speak on the subject of our Vaishnav calendar's event. It is the disappearance day of Śrīla Rāmanānda Rāya. The order has been given to me to speak to something. It's the highest topic given to the lowest creature. Prabhupada said during his South Indian tour, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would induce people to chant kirtan. And only to very great souls like Ramananda Rai did he discuss the inner secrets of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. So I'll speak something about it, with your permission. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he told his devotees he wanted to go to South India. He said, I want to find my brother, Vishwarupa, who had taken sannyas and left home 8 years before. Naturally, the Lord asked permission from all his devotees. He's the supreme controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. He's the supreme controller of all controllers. He's a Vijna Swarat. He's all-knowing and completely independent to do anything he wants. If he wants creation, the entire cosmic manifestation to come about, he simply wills it, expands himself, as Karuna Dakshay Vishnu, and glances. That is the Lord. But yet in the role of a devotee, as Lord Chaitanya, he's asking permission of his devotees. And he was serious. He would not leave without their permission. And they all said, we will give you the permission. But each one of them said, but you need someone to travel with you. And I'm the perfect person. And Lord Chaitanya, he began to find the reasons why each of his devotees could not travel with him. And it appeared like he was chastising them. But Srila Prabhupada writes, what actually he was doing is he was tasting the sweetness of his loving appreciation for them in this form. He was actually taking their incredible, unconditional, pure loving qualities and presenting them as disqualification. So finally they said, well, if you don't want to take any of your intimate associates, here is this Kalakrishna Das. He will just follow behind you, and he will carry your kopans and your danda, or your danda was already gone, I'm sorry. Carry your kopans and your water pot, and you could use your fingers to chant your japa. And he won't talk to you. You won't know he's there. So the Lord left. And on his way, he met Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was the greatest pundit in the world. What a scholar he was. We can speak volumes about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was from a place called Vidyanagar in Navadvip. And he set up a school there. It was an incredible school. It was
was the foremost school in all of Navadvip. And Navadvip was the high place of learning for all of India. According to our history books, we find that literally hundreds and thousands, millions of people were coming to Navadvip just to learn. Because at that time, learning was the highest aspiration in the material society. If you put basketball, football, baseball, soccer, hockey, cricket, all these things together, they do not equal what scholarship and debate was at the time of Lord Chaitanya in India. And Navadvip had such a reputation, but there was one defect. The defect was, of the six schools of philosophy, Nyaya, there was only one authorized book of Nyaya, and that was in Mithila, the place where Sita was born, where Ram broke the bow, where Ram and Sita were married. That place, Mithila, had the only authorized scripture describing Nyaya. Therefore, the only place one could authoritatively study it was there, and nowhere else in the world. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went to Mithila. He was so brilliant that he studied Nyaya there, and you're not allowed to take notes. That's how protective Mithila was if they were going to set to hear. He memorized every single word of the Nyaya Shastra. And he came back to Navadvip and wrote it down exactly, perfectly, according. And from that time on, Navadvip was the king of all places of learning because they had masters of everything. And Sarvabhauma was the king of the masters. He was such a scholar that King Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, invited him to come to be the chief pundit, the guru of his kingdom, and gave him all facility and support. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya left and kept some of his students back in Navadvip. One of them was Ganga Das Pandit, and he was the teacher of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was in Sarvabhauma's school when he was Nimai. When he was in Orissa, he was such a scholar that even sannyasis and pundits from all over India would come to learn from him. And he was a Mayavad philosopher, very deeply learning, convinced, and realized the principles of Sripad Shankaracharya. When Lord Chaitanya came, I'll speak real briefly. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, you're such a young sannyasi, only 24, and you're so beautiful. How will you ever maintain your standards unless you are completely, thoroughly convinced of Vedanta? I will teach you. Some of Lord Chaitanya's associates, including Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's brother-in-law, Gopinathacharya, who are you to teach Lord Chaitanya? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't need to learn from you. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya rejected the idea. According to Shastra, how is he the Supreme Personality? And they went on a debate discussing scripture, and they all had their quotes. And that's the way scripture is. People take what they want out of it, and then they authorize it with certain quotes. It's human tendency. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, Mahajano yena katasapanta. You can study books, you can study scriptures endlessly, and there's so many opinions and so many on the same statements. But the actual way to understand the essence of the scriptures is by following in the footsteps of the great souls. So Gopinathacharya finally said, you cannot understand unless you receive the mercy of the Lord. And because your heart is so dry and hard, like a stale rice cake, you cannot understand the Lord when he's standing right in your own house. Sarvabhaumabhadracharya said, we're only talking philosophy. Why are you getting so angry? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking to Gopinathacharya, he said, why are you criticizing him? He is treating me with the love of a father for a son. He cares about me. Don't ever say any of these things again. And then Lord Chaitanya went to Sarvabhaumabhadracharya and said, you are my guru. I am your disciple. I need your shelter. Please instruct me on Vedanta. And Sarvabhauma said, yes. And he sat in Jagannath's temple for about 7 days. And Lord Chaitanya sat from sunrise to sunset all day, every day, listening. Sarvabhaumabhadracharya's heart became very soft and very affectionate. After all, he's listening to me, and he calls me his guru, and he says he's my son, and he's so respectful and so loving and so affectionate. At the end of 7 days, Sarvabhauma loved this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But out of care, he said, you didn't ask any questions. I don't know if you understand or don't understand. And he said, I do understand. I understand everything about Vedanta. It's like the sun at noon. But your explanations are like a dark cloud. It completely blocks the real moon. Sarvabhauma never heard this before. How many of you would be so bold to tell the guru of the king that? See, Lord Chaitanya had already captured his heart. So Sarvabhauma said, oh, you have a better idea, then you tell me. Lord Chaitanya said, all right, you talk. Now I listen to you, so please listen to me. And Lord Chaitanya went on to explain Vedanta in such a way, very respectful, very lovingly, chopped to pieces all of Sarvabhauma's misconceptions. Sarvabhauma started trying to defend himself. Lord Chaitanya very, very lovingly established that Krishna is a person. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. His form, his personality, his pastimes, his abode are such an ananda, they're eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. Brahmano hi pratishtaham, the all-pervading, inconceivable, blissful Brahman is a manifestation of the light from Krishna's all-attractive body. And ultimately, Sarvabhaumabhadracharya surrendered. And when he surrendered, Lord Chaitanya showed him the Satmoja, the six-armed form. And Sarvabhauma understood that you are Krishna himself. He gave his heart. So Lord Chaitanya went to ask Sarvabhaumabhadracharya's permission to go on South Indian tour. Sarvabhauma, he said two things. He said, you are the independent Lord. I cannot put any conditions on you. If you want to go, you must go. But please take prasad at my house and have kirtan for a few days before you go. Lord Chaitanya delayed his trip. They have kirtan at his house. A very loving exchange. And as Lord Chaitanya was about to leave, Sarvabhauma walked to him to the outskirts near the Alalanath temple. And there Sarvabhaumabhadracharya had one request. He said, because I didn't understand the glory of pure bhakti, I could not appreciate a man who lives in South India. His name is Ramananda Rai. He has such deep realizations of the most innermost, intimate secrets of bhakti. And he tried to explain them to me,
But I understood he was a very, very great personality. But from my monistic perspective, I had to make fun of him. But now that I have tasted the sweetness of Prema Bhakti, I could understand that there is no one in this entire world who has such realizations as Ramananda Rai. He will be so happy to meet you, and you will be so happy to meet him. Please meet him in your tour.
And our beloved Lord said, I will. And he began his trip. He was chanting Krishna's name, going through towns, through villages, through forests, through agricultural fields, with bare feet. And wherever he was, anybody he saw with a loving glance, Ambi Japrata Vita, Mahaprabhu is the supreme mother and father of all living beings. Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. He's the most intimate, loving friend of every living being. He would glance upon someone with such grace and give them a simple instruction. Chant Hari Hari.
Hari Hari. Hari.
And just to please him, whoever he met with, he would teach them. They would raise their arms like this. They would cry out, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
And he would teach them the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.
Lord was so indebted to them. He's giving everything. This is incredible. If we really think about it, we have no alternative but to fall in love. But we never really think about it so much. Besides, he's giving us the air to breathe. He's giving us the sunshine. He's giving us the rain. He's giving us our bodies. He's giving us our brains. He's giving us our lungs and our kidneys and our heart. He's giving us everything. He's giving us our families, our loved ones. He's giving us the earth planet. And here he is giving these people the holy name of Krishna. And with the holy name of Krishna, he's giving them ecstatic love of God. He's giving them liberation from all suffering forever. And yet anyone who accepts it from him, he becomes so deeply indebted that with tears in his eyes, he runs to that person and with his long, beautiful, golden arms, embraces them. Dear brother, because you have taken the name of Krishna, you are my life and soul. I am your servant. From his heart, this was his word. Who could resist that well ecstatic love that he was creating? Those persons dedicated their lives, their souls, their body, mind, and words, everything to the Lord, and then they would go back to their villages and tell everyone. Whoever saw them immediately started chanting, Hari, Hari,
Hari, Hari, Hari.
And anyone who happened to come to the village and saw the villagers chanting Hari Hari, they would go back to their villages chanting Hari Hari, and everyone in that village would chant Hari Hari. This was Lord Chaitanya's process of sharing his mercy with everyone. He came to the house of the Kurma Brahmin, who wanted to leave home and go with him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no need, stay home. You could remain at home with your family, with your occupation, but just chant the name of Krishna always. And share this love of Krishna with others by explaining the beautiful teachings of Gita. And in this way, I will always be with you. You will always be with me. We can never be separated. And this is the way he talked wherever he went.
Vasudev the leper came, and the Lord embraced him, cured him of leprosy, and gave him perfect spiritual health. He went to Jyada Narasena. It is a place near Vishakhapatnam, where there's a beautiful mountain called Singhachalam. And there Mahaprabhu went to the top and had the darshan of Lord Narasimha. There's a whole history of that temple from the time of Prahlad Maharaj. We can discuss it another time. But Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of Narasimha. And he offered a beautiful prayer. Among his prayers, he said, Lord Narasimha, just like a mother lion, lioness, is very, very ferocious to anyone who tries to hurt her cubs, but is very gentle and loving and kind to her cubs. That is the way you were with Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. And as Mahaprabhu was dancing, 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 everybody from all the villages came, dancing and chanting. Mahaprabhu bathed them with the tears of his compassion and continued his journey. It described he traveled about a day, and he was so much absorbed in Harinam that he did not have any idea where he was going. This is incredible. This is Leela. Krishna tells in Gita, Vedaham samatitani bharatamani nicharjana bhavashani chaputani mantu vedana kashchana. I know all that's happened in the past, everything happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come in the future. I know every living thing. The Lord has been in and between every atomic particle, knowing everything. But yet as he's chanting Hare Krishna, he doesn't know where he's gone. this inconceivable, this inchintya nature of Leela is what makes the Lord so lovable. Just being all-knowing, you can love him. But when he's all-knowing, but then by his own free will, he doesn't know. That's even more attractive. Somebody asked me, isn't this some incompletion? The Lord knows everything. Isn't it incomplete that he doesn't know something? So the natural reply, logically, is if he's all-knowing and he can't not know something, then that's incomplete. So this is the fullest completion. That he knows everything and everyone, everywhere. But yet by his own free will, in his ecstasies, he cannot know something. But he will. Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense. That's what Gopinathacharya was trying to tell all of us, that only when the Lord gives his mercy can you understand this. So the Lord was just chanting, dancing, going, and he came upon the Godavari River. When Mahaprabhu saw Godavari River, very wide river, even today, it flows so graceful. He immediately remembered Yamuna. When he saw the forests and the sides and banks of the Godavari River, he remembered Vrindavan. And when Mahaprabhu was remembering Yamuna and Vrindavan, he is in Yamuna, Vrindavan. In ecstasy, he was dancing, chanting, crying, being in the Vrindavan forest on the banks of the river Yamuna. He took his bath, he crossed over the river, and he sat in the forest and waited. The name of this place in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is Vidyanagari. And this little area is called Kovur. Near the modern city of Rajmundry. What was he waiting for? A few minutes later, the governor of the province of Madras
being brought for his ceremonial bath on a palanquin. This was the days of great recognition of hierarchy. Brahmins would come with them, very, very learned, qualified Brahmins, chanting mantras of auspiciousness to protect and bless the governor. And they were walking along him, chanting mantras. There were carriers, four carriers, carrying him up on this beautifully decorated royal type of palanquin. They put him down. They went to take his bath. Meanwhile, Lord Gaurangu is sitting a little distance away watching, and in his heart, he recognized his old, eternal, loving servant. He was so eager that his mind was running top speed to embrace Ramanandarai, that somehow or other he tolerated his body sat there. Ramanandarai took his bath. He came out and saw this beautiful illumination around this golden complexion sannyasi sitting in the forest. He approached Lord Chaitanya. The Brahmins and all of his servants came with him. And Ramanandarai paid his dandavats, prostrated obeisances. Lord Chaitanya asked him, "Are you Ramanandarai?" Ramanandarai replied, "I am just a very, very lowly person, sudra by caste, government servant, lowest of the low. I am your servant." When Lord Chaitanya heard that he was Ramanandarai, he picked him up and embraced him. What an embrace that was. They both began to cry. Torrents of tears were pouring from both of their eyes. Their hairs were standing on end. Their voices were faltering, saying, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." That's all they could do is say, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." And their limbs were trembling. They both fell to the ground, almost unconscious. And these Brahmins, they didn't know what was happening. They were thinking, "What is this sannyasi feeling such ecstasies embracing a person of a lower caste?" In those days, they were in this whole caste thing. And then they were thinking, "What is this very astute, sophisticated Mahapandit government agent embracing a sannyasi form?" Well, Ramanandarai and Lord Chaitanya understood that they couldn't comprehend. They somehow or other controlled their emotions and began to speak. Lord Chaitanya said, out of his fatherly kindness, his mercy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, knowing exactly what I need for my spiritual life, sent me to meet with you, to learn from you." And Ramanandarai said, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is so affectionate and merciful to me, he sent you to me to deliver me." And this went, they went back and forth. Both just wanted to serve each other. Ramanandarai is Vishakha, one of the innermost loving gopi servants of Srimati Radharani. And Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the manifesting the love of Sri Radha. This was their first meeting in this pastime of their avatars. A Brahmin invited Lord Chaitanya for lunch. And Lord Chaitanya said to Ramanandarai, "I'd like to continue this discussion with you." So they had a plan to meet that night. Ramanandarai, knowing that Lord Chaitanya never stayed in one place longer than overnight, he was constantly traveling, he said, "Please stay with
actually, at the beginning, he said, please stay with me for 5 to 7 days. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will stay with you and hear Hari Katha from you for the rest of our lives. That night, Ramananda Rai came with one servant, and they met on the banks of the Godavari River. The place where these conversations took place, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed the footprints of Lord Gauranga to commemorate the actual place where this pastime took. Very dear most friends and god brothers, Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj built a beautiful Gaudiya Math temple on that spot. It's a wonderful place. Some years ago, we took many hundreds of devotees on a South Indian pilgrimage and we spent a full day there. It was about 100 degrees out at least. And we were all outside. And I told the story. But somehow or other, because I was in the place, I was kind of enthusiastic. I think I told the story for about 8 hours or so. And devotees seemed like they were really in ecstasy. But then I found out they had sunstroke. So much for my story, John. And Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj arranged Mahaprasad, big feast for everyone. It was very beautiful. So Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Rai, please tell me, what is the ultimate perfection of life and how to achieve it? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains it this way. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the ocean of Ras, the ocean of love, the ocean of Nevas. And Ramananda Rai is like a cloud. The cloud is deriving all its water from the ocean, and then by the sweet will of the ocean, it was pouring its water back into the ocean. Ramananda Rai quoted Vishnu Purana. He said, the essence of perfection is to attain pure devotional service to Krishna by following the principles of Varna Ashram. By following one's prescribed ashram and occupational duties in a spirit of service. Lord Chaitanya said, that is external. Tell me what is beyond that. He said, the essence of perfection is to engage in devotional service by offering all of our activities for the pleasure of the Lord. Yat karoshi rasnasi, yat tuhoshi tapasya, yat tapasya sikumpya, tat kurushu madharvana. He quoted this verse from the Gita. Lord Chaitanya said, please tell me more. There is more. Ramananda Rai said, by abandoning all our activities and just surrendering to Krishna, that is the essence of perfection. Sarva dharman puritya cha mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papibhyo moksha isha vimasacha. Lord Chaitanya said, that is good. But there's more. Tell me more. He said, the essence of perfection is bhakti mixed with gyan. Brahma-bhutam afrasanatmana sochati na kankshati samasaraveshu bhuteshu lad bhakti lavate param. He quoted this verse. That one who attains this Brahman state by transcendental loving service is no longer influenced by hankering or lamenting for anything else. explained it in such a way of mixing Dhyan and Bhakti. Lord Chaitanya, he said, that is external. I want to know what is beyond that. And he explained this, that pure devotional service is not tinged by any motivation except the will to please the Lord. Anyabhilashita sunyam jana, what is it? Anukulena Krishna shivanam bhakti. Pure devotional service is not tinged with any desire for liberation, any desire for material profit or gain, any desire for mystical yogic powers. Pure devotional service is the desire to favorably serve Krishna and please Krishna without any selfishness or any egoism. Lord Chaitanya said, I am satisfied, but tell me something more. That is good, but I want more. And then he explained the perfection of pure devotional service is prema bhakti, ecstatic love for Krishna. And he quoted several verses describing the glories of prema bhakti. Mahaprabhu said, go further, go further. He said that the essence of perfection is pure, unalloyed devotion, prema, in the mood of a servant, the eternal servant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one beautiful song he sings,
Maro birago bijo icha tohar, Nitya dasa prati tuva adhikar.
My Lord, if you want, you can protect me. If you want, you may kill me. I'm happy. Do whatever you like with me, because I am your eternal servant unconditionally.
Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamayi. Mama charmani charmanishwari bhavarnat bhakti rohaitik.
Shikshastakam Lord Chaitanya gives us this lesson. I do not want wealth. I do not want the opposite sex to enjoy. Nor do I want fame, prestige, followers, great scholarship. I don't even want liberation from suffering. My Lord, my only aspiration is to serve you without selfishness, without ego, unconditionally, birth after birth after birth. Such an incredible, inconceivable state of consciousness. Prema bhakti in the spirit of an eternal servant. Lord Chaitanya said, tell me more. Said, beyond us is loving service in Sakyaras, as a friend. And he explained how the little cowherd boys of Sri Vrindavan Dham, they considered Krishna their equal. He was their Gopal. They had already realized that he is the supreme Param Brahman. But because Krishna's sweetness, his smile, his playfulness, his beauty was so unlimited, he manifested that to them in such a way that in the intimacy of their love for him as a friend, his Aishwarya, his supremacy, was so much in the background that it wasn't even significant to them. They didn't even take notice of it. Can you imagine if you know the all-powerful glories of the absolute truth, the controller of all the controllers, the source of everything that exists, the person who creates, maintains, and destroys everything,
the Almighty God. You know all that. But His sweetness, His smile, His laugh, His flute, it chimes your heart so much that you totally forget about all that. It just has no importance anymore. I just love Krishna because He's my friend. And He likes to play with me. He likes to wrestle with me. And I beat Him in wrestling, and everybody knows that. He makes everybody knows that. Because when Sri Rama defeats Him, Krishna puts Sri Rama on His shoulders just to show everyone in Vrindavan, I have been defeated in wrestling by my friend. And Sri Rama is like this. Maybe not like that. That is love. Mahaprabhu is going deeper and deeper. Yes, that is very good. But tell me what is even higher. Pure love of Krishna in Vatsalya Ras. Thinking Krishna to be your own child. What he was explaining here is first is prema bhakti, and beyond prema bhakti is prema, that's shantaras. His prema bhakti is a servant. Your only satisfaction in life is simply the pleasure of Krishna and receiving the ecstasy of Krishna's love. And in sakya rasa, friendship, all that's there, but with the addition of intimacy. And then everything included in sakya rasa is fully manifested. But then there is the addition of the intimacy that Krishna is depending on me. All the lower rasas contain the quality. I mean, all the higher rasas contain all the experience and realization of all the other rasas. Explained in Vatsalya Ras, Nanda Maharaj considered Krishna his own child. Now I'm speaking the same principles as Ramananda Rai did in Prabhupada's purports, but I'm giving some explanations from other areas too. If you go to Nandagam, there's one place just a little down the hill from Nanda Baba, where Krishna and Balaram and Nanda's eternal home is. There is a murti of Narasimhadeva. The story of that murti is Nanda Maharaj asked Garga Muni, because so many asuras, putana, and all these people were coming, and how can we protect our Krishna? So he installed this murti of Narasimhadeva and said, worship Narasimhadeva for the protection of Krishna. Krishna's the source of Narasimhadeva. And Nanda's worshiping Narasimhadeva to protect Krishna. And Krishna's crawling in his courtyard. And Nanda Maharaj can't wait till he can learn how to walk. Krishna says, I'm the ability of man, but he can't walk. And Nanda Maharaj holds his little finger like this, and Krishna grabs onto it, and Nanda Maharaj lifts it up, and Krishna starts walking, little step, 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 and then he slips and falls down and cries. And Nanda Maharaj is laughing and saying, Gopal, try again. Krishna's doing a little step on. He starts crying, and Nanda Maharaj says, try again. He's teaching Krishna how to walk. And it's not just some kind of game play. This is his love. Krishna's subordinating himself. And Krishna's crying, Ramananda Rai said, he's weeping for the milk from Yashoda Mai's breast. He's the source of everything that exists. The milk of Yashoda is her motherly love. He
just need milk.
In Goloka Vrindavan, it describes in Brahma Samhita Chintamani, Prakadasatna Sukhavata Vriksha,
that there's hundreds of millions and trillions of Sarabi cows.
And he descends to this world, and he's crying. He's crying for the love of his mother, which is being expressed through her motherly love in the form of milk. He cries for that milk. And she holds him in her arms. And one time when she's about to put the milk in Krishna's mouth, she opens little Krishna's. His mouth's only this big. He's just a baby. And she happens to look inside his mouth and she sees the entire universe in his mouth. Now this is mathematically very challenging. Because his mouth is only this big. It didn't grow. And the entire universe, how big is the universe? Brahma's universe.
All the planet, 14 planetary systems with all the devas and everything. All the mountains, all the oceans, the sun. It's all in Krupa's mouth. And it's not like some Japanese technology where they made everything small. She wasn't seeing a miniature little model version where the sun was scaled down to 1 millionth size. She was seeing the full-fledged sun, the full-fledged moon, the full-fledged Venus and Mars and Indra Loka and Bhuloka, Brahmaloka, or Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Maharloka, Satyaloka, and all the Patalalokas. She was seeing everything! Full scale!
And the size is big, and nothing was reduced. This is Achintya. This is Krishna. And when she saw all this, how is this possible? What am I seeing? She thought maybe Krishna's sick. What's this? Could he be God? Impossible. This Garga Muni, he said something about my son to be as good as Narayan. But when my son is hungry, he cries. When he's scared, he cries. And when I embrace him and feed him from my milk, then only is he happy. So he knows, and I know, that he's simply my son, and I am simply his mother. And let Garga Muni and all these other people say whatever they want. We know the truth. And then he closes his mouth, and she looks at his beautiful smile and forgets everything except Krishna, Gopal, my darling, and feeds him milk, and she's so happy, and he's so happy. Ramananda Rai is explaining this is the essence of perfection. Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, yes. There is something higher, right? If there is something higher, please tell me. He said, Madhurya Ras. Conjugal love for Krishna is the essence of perfection. And he explained about the gopis and how the gopis left everything to go to Bamsibat on that full moon night of the autumn season. On the bank of Yamuna to dance with Krishna. And how Krishna left the gopis. Krishna told the gopis at that time that you have given up everything for me. Your love is so powerful that even in an entire lifetime of Brahma, a lifetime of Brahma is 311 trillion years. Krishna said, in an entire lifetime of Brahma,
with all my wealth, with everything I have, and all existence, I still cannot pay you back for your love for me. I am your debtor. I have no means to pay, to properly reciprocate with your love for me. So I ask you to just be happy with your own love and devotion. This is the power of Gorky's love. Krishna can never pay that. And how he danced with the gopis and fulfilled all of their desires, and they fulfilled all of his desires to the highest degree. And then Ramananda Rai was explaining what we touched on previously, that in the conjugal ras, madhurya ras, the full realizations of parental love, friendly love, servant love are all in its perfect state. But then there is something beyond. He gave the example from the Gita. Bhumir upon the low by you, Kamalur would ebacha ahankara hita, vina prakritirashtada. That means the sky is subtle. Within the sky is air. Within air and sky is fire. Within all of those elements is water. And within earth is the manifestation of sky, ether, air, fire, water. And then he explains something very, very interesting. It really takes us beyond sectarian ways of thinking. He says that in whatever way one connects to loving Krishna, God, one will naturally think and feel and be convinced that this is the highest. That is natural. If we didn't think and feel it was the highest, we would probably want something else. And then we would get something else. So in whatever way God reveals himself to us and we experience his love and our love for him, we feel that that is the highest. But if we examine the subject from a neutral perspective, we'll see what is the highest is that which is the most inclusive. Sakyaras is the highest for the Kavara boys. But it doesn't include Madhurya Ras. But Madhurya Ras completely includes the experience of Sakya Ras. So from this perspective, the Madhurya Ras is the essence of all perfection. Lord Chaitanya said, now I am satisfied. But if there is something more, please tell. Srila Ramananda Rai said, of everyone in the entire world, I could never think of anyone asking for more than that. Lord Chaitanya said, go on. He said, within the Madhurya Ras, the very culmination and source of all love is Srimati Radharani. And even while dancing with all the gopis who had surrendered everything, who made Krishna eternally indebted, Krishna, Sri Radharani understood that actually Krishna wants to be alone with me. So for his satisfaction, I will go. And she left the rasa dance to go into the forest. And she hid. And not seeing Srimati Radharani, Krishna could not find happiness with all the other gopis. And he left everyone to search for Srimati Radharani. And Ramananda Rai explains from the Srimad Bhagavatam how he was in the forest. He was
lamenting and crying for Shirata's love. And finally, she appeared to him. And he goes into great depths about the sweetness of the love of God and Krishna. How Srimati Radharani, she is the Ladini Shakti. She is the pleasure potency. She is the source of all prema. She is the full manifestation of all bliss. When Lord Chaitanya heard the details of Radharani and Krishna, he said, "Now I have finally received what I have come here for." He said, "Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, has delivered me by sending me to you to hear this subject matter." Ramananda Rai said, "My Lord, Ramananda, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent you here to deliver me. I am like a puppet, and you're the puppeteer. You're making me speak like this. I'm like a stringed instrument, and you are the master musician who's playing the strings and making these sounds come out of my mouth." And Lord Chaitanya said, "You can say what you like, but I know that I'm simply a Mayavadi sannyasi floating in all sorts of misconceptions. But you are enlightening me with the loving pastimes of Radha." In this way, they spoke all night long until the sun rose. And they agreed to meet. Ramananda Rai said, "Please stay at least 10 days. So every night they would meet at sunset, and every night Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would ask questions to Ramananda Rai and hear his answers until sunrise. Some of the questions, Lord Chaitanya said, "What is the topmost education?" Ramananda Rai said, "The topmost education is that which brings about ecstatic love of Krishna." He said, "Who is an actual respectable great person?" Ramananda Rai said, "One who has tasted the sweetness of love of Krishna and shares that with others, he is the greatest person." Lord Chaitanya asked, "What is the greatest suffering?" Ramananda Rai said, "To be without the association of devotees is the only unbearable suffering I know." This is how great souls talk. This is what they discussed for 10 days. And toward the end of this most historical dialogue, Ramananda Rai was so deeply affected by spending all night with his Lord. He said, "I have a doubt. I have a serious doubt in my heart. Please clear it up. I have a question for you now. Who are you?" He said, I'm seeing you as a beautiful sannyasi. And now I'm seeing that you have a beautiful blackish complexion like a monsoon cloud. And you're playing on a flute. And now I see that you're covered with a golden complexion like a beautiful doll." He started trembling. He said, I am seeing before my eyes. You are Krishna. You are Shyam Sundar playing his flute. And your complexion is changing to that of Srimati Radharani because you are so completely immersed in tasting the sweetness of her love for you.
and you're totally immersed with the golden complexion of Srimati Radharani, intoxicating, tasting your love for her. And when Ramananda Rai saw that beautiful darshan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Mahi Anya, his ecstasy went so out of control, he became totally unconscious and fell to the ground. Lord Chaitanya touched him, picked him up and embraced him. And then Mahaprabhu revealed the secret to Ramananda Rai. He said, "What I have shown you is who I truly am. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Latini Shaktirashma." Prabhupada quotes from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita what Ramananda Rai saw. That the absolute truth is one. The concept of Advaita is the supreme truth. The Advaita philosophy is that ultimately everything is one. But it's interesting how the Vaishnavacharyas described the deeper understanding of Advaita. Ramanujacharya taught Vashishta Advaita, qualified oneness, monism. And there was Shuddha Advaita, Vishnu Swami, Vallabhacharya. And then Madhvacharya Dvaita. And then Dvaita Dvaita. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought them all together with his thesis of Achintya Beda Beda Tatva. Everything is one. Recently I gave some lectures. And this one sannyasi, who is a guru for places all over the world, he was from a more Advaita school. And he was asking me for 1.5 hours very interesting questions about Lord Chaitanya. He said, "I know what Advaita is, and I know what Dvaita is. I know what Beda Abeda Tattva means. But what I don't understand is Achintya." Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. And I explained to him, everything is Achintya. Everything in the cosmic manifestation is Achintya. Now how is it that a little seed can grow into a massive tree? How is it that a male and a female just come together and all of a sudden just a little particle enters into from the male to the female, and then it develops a body and a brain and eyes. It comes out as a person and starts creating skyscrapers. Everything is inconceivable. If you study the source of anything, if we don't take things for granted, everything we see is an incredible, mystically inconceivable experience. We're just so dull sometimes. We just look at things and we look at people and it's just, God, life's boring. Same old stuff. But there's absolutely inconceivable miracles happening at every moment. Just the fact that we're breathing is inconceivable. Within this oneness, there could be so much variegatedness. Why is the variegatedness in the oneness? For the purpose of ras. For the purpose of the pleasure of loving relationships. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikratir Vadini Shakti Rashma, that absolute Advaita, that absolute supreme one, Bhagavan, manifests to say manifest, we're not talking about some chronological time. This is all inconceivably eternal. Radha and Krishna is the male and female aspects of the one truth. For the sake of loving relationships, Radha Krishna, Radha Govinda, the source of all love. And Sri Radha's love is so unlimited. Krishna looks into a pillar, a jewel pillar, and he sees his own reflection. And he becomes completely intoxicated with his beauty. And he's thinking, only Radharani truly can taste the sweetness of who I am. I want to taste that. What is the happiness of Sri Radha's love? What is the nature of that love? What is it about me that inspires such ecstasy in her? Radha Bhava Duti Subalita Nomi Krishna Swarupa. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya then told Ramananda to write this, that I am Krishna. And just to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love, I have manifest with her ecstatic symptoms. And being so totally absorbed in her love, I have converted my heart, my mind, and the complexion of my body into her ecstasies. And that is who I am. And I've come to share this love with the whole world. Do not tell anyone what you have seen. The Lord said, except for you, no one has ever seen this before. And if you try to tell people, they will think that I am a madman. And they will think that you are a madman. He said, the fact is, we are both mad. Srila Prabhupada was in 22nd Avenue. He wrote that book, Who is Crazy? And he begins it by saying materialistic people say that devotees are crazy. And devotees say that materialistic people are crazy. So who is crazy? And the conclusion is, everyone's crazy. But the question is, what are we crazy for? Some are crazy for selfish sense gratification to somehow or other be achieved. Some are crazy to do pious deeds for others. Some are crazy for Krishna in love and ecstasy, and they want to share the glories of Krishna everywhere. So in this way, Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu past 10 days. And in the end, Lord Chaitanya gave Ramananda Rai an order. He said, we should leave your high post as a government, as a governor, your position, and go to Jagannath Puri. And I'll meet you there. And we will spend the rest of our lives discussing Harikatha. And Ramananda Rai, he was a very, very wealthy person with a pension and everything. They waited for him. He didn't think about it. He said, I will do it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left him after a very, very deep loving embrace. And then it describes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to a Hanuman temple and worshipped Hanumanji and then continued his South Indian tour. When he came to the Payaswini River between Kanyakumari and
Tiruvananthapuram, or the Anantapadmanabh Temple. There was a beautiful ancient temple called Adikesha, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered the fifth chapter of Sri Brahma Samhita. They collected it and copied it with his own hand. And then when he was traveling through Maharashtra, he came to an area where the Krishna and Vengu rivers meet. Today it's called Satara. We actually have a center there. And there were some Brahmins who were studying the Krishna Karnamrita by Dilva Mangala Thakur. And Mahaprabhu tasted the sweetness of that literature and obtained his happiness from it. Now in those days there were not bookstores. These were rare books. If you wanted a copy, you had to copy it by hand. There was no word processors. There wasn't even pens and papers. You had to sketch it in leaves. And he came all the way up to, he went from Kolhapur, Belgaum, to Pandharapur. And when he was in Pandharapur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found out that his brother Vishwaroop was living there for many years, and there he gave up his body and attained the ultimate perfection. You remember, that's why he went on his southern duty. And according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Lord Chaitanya came to Mumbai, Bombay. In those days it was called Dvaipayana. Dvaipayana, that was the name of Bombay in those days, according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And described that he went to all the holy places wherever he was, and one of the prime holy places in that part of India, the name of it again. It's the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, I'm sorry, Ramchandra, he shot an arrow in the ground because Sita was thirsty. And the Ganga came. It's called Banganga. And that's just, Madhvacharya has a mutt there, Shankaracharya has a mutt there. So Lord Chaitanya obviously went there. And that's only 10-minute walk from Radha Gopinath. So I have no authorized scripture to prove this detail, but I believe that he must have put his feet where Radha Gopinath has been. While chanting the holy name. Then he went up to Nasik, Panchavati. They went to the Brahmagiri, the source of the Godavari River. That's where Ram and Sita lived for many years. And then he went along the Godavari all the way across India back to Vidyanagar and met Ramananda Rai. And Lord Chaitanya, this is how dear Ramananda Rai was to the Lord. He gave him the two scriptures, Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita, which he considered the treasures of all treasures. And Ramananda Rai said, I will meet you in Puri. Mahaprabhu went back to Puri, and soon after that, Ramananda Rai arrived. And he told Lord Chaitanya that I went to the king. Now, you know, in those days, if you go to a king and you're really a responsible government officer and say you're going to resign, they usually cut your head off. That's the way kings are. They don't just say, oh, yes, yes, do as you like. You know, he needed him. That was one of his most difficult and greatest responsibilities, was to manage South India, the Madras area. But when Ramananda Rai told Lord Chaitanya, I just said your name, that you asked me to come here.
And as soon as I said your name, his hair started standing on end. He started crying. He embraced me, said, "You are so fortunate. Go. I will give you full pension for the rest of your life. Go and be with Lord Chaitanya. I only wish I could be so fortunate." "You won't see me because I'm a king. You go."
And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, even though he had already refused to meet Prataparudra, he said, he quoted from the Adi Purana, "Mad bhakta puja vyadika." Where Krishna says, "Worship of my devotee is more dear to me than worshiping me." Because Prataparudra Maharaj has satisfied you so much, Krishna will certainly bestow his full mercy upon you. And from that time, Ramananda Rai was the constant associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially in the last 12 years of Lord Chaitanya's Leela, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai were constantly with the Lords in the Gambhira. The Gambhira is where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the deepest, the most intimate ecstasies of Radha's love. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita goes through great details of his, the manifestations of his love in the Gambhira. And Srila Prabhupada quotes Kaviraj Goswami by telling that Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing beautiful verses and beautiful kirtans constantly for the Lord. And Ramananda Rai would speak the most sublime Krishna Katha for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. And there's a beautiful story where Lord Chaitanya reveals the unprecedented state of consciousness of Ramananda. He's Vishakha the Gopi, completely above and beyond any type of attraction within this material world. Actually, at one point in the discussion between Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Rai, "Who do you think I am?" He said, "I think you're Krishna." And Lord Chaitanya said, "No." He said, "You are so great, you are seeing Krishna everywhere. This is the nature of a Mahabhagavat." Krishna tells in Gita, "For one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, for that person I've never lost, nor I've never lost to me." That verse is just outside the Pujari room at the temple. "Because of your greatness, you are seeing Krishna everywhere." Ramananda Rai taught the world how just by seeing Krishna everywhere, by seeing Krishna in everything, by seeing everything for Krishna's enjoyment, through that state of consciousness we could rise above all the dualities and all the temptations of material existence. This is the matchless gift that Srila Prabhupada came to give us. Not just love of God, but this unbelievable higher dimension of the inclusiveness of the love of God of the gopis of Vrindavan. The love of God that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Srila Prabhupada traveled around the world about 12 times. Giving countless people the opportunity to make this connection. And created so many wonderful centers. And gave us the responsibility to exemplify
simplify means just to be humble instruments, to cooperate together to give his gift to each other and to the world. Through the chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
I have no idea what time it is. But anyways, no one got sunstroke. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Swami Maharaj ki jai. Chanting and dancing and attentive hearing of Krishna Katha. We now have prasadam available for all the devotees. Please take the prasadam to your full satisfaction in the next room over here. Thank you again for coming. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any children here? Do we have any children? Any children? All children come forward. First little children, then big children.
Come on, sit
back.
She
could back
something for me. Damo, get
anak. Can you bring anak after me?
Damo, bring anak. Damo, can you bring anak?